Welcome to Bootstrap MD, the Physician Entrepreneurs Podcast, your source to help you, the entrepreneurial doctor, live life on your own terms. Get new ideas and inspiration to help you find more balance in your professional life. If you're ready to get the knowledge without all the hype, you've come to the right place. It's the Bootstrap MD Podcast. And now your host, Dr. Mike Wu Ming.
Hey there, it's Brad. As someone who's passionate about podcasting, I've always thought there should be more support for physicians who want to share their stories and expertise. That's why we're launching Dr. Podcast Network.
We're bringing together a community of physician podcasters with one goal in mind: to provide the tools, connections, and resources you need to grow your show. So whether you've been podcasting for a while or maybe you're just starting, we've designed this network to support you every step of the way, and we're going to help each other rise, not compete.
If this sounds like something you benefit from, we'd love for you to join us as we get closer to launch. So you can sign up at drpodcastnetwork.co for early access. Stay tuned for more details in the coming weeks. Really looking forward to what we can create together. Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Dr. Podcast Network, where doctors podcast.
Hey guys, Dr. Mike Wu Ming. Welcome to another edition of Bootstrap MD, the podcast for physician, healthcare, and physician entrepreneurs and healthcare investors. This is a podcast where we talk about health physicians building profitable careers, purpose-driven careers. And today we're going to discuss a topic that is, you know, I love talking about it and I've seen more and more people interested in it, and that is building practices outside the traditional insurance-based maze. I really think it's a trend that's really reshaping medicine as we speak. You know, here's a story that really encaptures what I'm talking about. Back in 2015, when I was talking with a successful family doctor at a conference, and the conference was mostly made up of doctors, it was just in weight loss medicine. And I mentioned that I have a cash practice. And when he looked at me, he suggested that I was like practicing medicine on another planet. Like, why would anybody want to give guaranteed payments? That's career suicide. So fast forward to 2015, that same doctor, he's now running a thriving direct primary care practice, and he sees fewer patients, making more money, and actually enjoys medicine again. So what changed? Pretty much everything. So today's episode, we're going to explore why doctors are leaving in droves from insurance-based medicine in 2025. We're going to cover the burnout crisis that remains dangerously high, the broken reimbursement model, it's gotten even worse, the massive policy shifts from this recent One Big Beautiful Bill that just been passed, and most importantly, what physicians are doing instead and how they're thriving. So we're going to talk about this massive mindset shift that's really happening in medicine right now. But more importantly, I want to give you concrete action steps that you can take today, whether you're ready to make the leap or maybe you're just starting to question if there's a better way. So if you're at home, grab your favorite beverage, or when you're driving, buckle up. Let's dive into why 2025 might just be the year that changes everything for physicians who are ready to take control of their career. So the first thing that I see is the burnout crisis. It's the elephant in the room. And, you know, doing my research for the topic today, the latest data shows some improvement from pandemic peaks. I guess it couldn't get any worse. But the reality, it's still alarming. The most recent AMA data that I could find for 2024 shows that physician burnout has dropped to 45%. Now, that's a peak from 56% back in 2021. So that's not good news, right? But here's what the numbers don't really tell you. You're still talking about nearly half of physicians who are experiencing burnout symptoms. And for gender, the disparities are staggering. Female doctors are experiencing burnout at 56%. Compared to about 44% for males. Who's leading the specialty in these burnout rates? ER. Emergency medicine has 63% burnout rates. That's not a profession. That's really a crisis waiting to happen. But here's what's really driving this breaking point. The administrative burden has reached absolutely insane levels. The average physician is now handling 39 prior authorization requests per week. So let's think about that a moment. That's nearly 8 prior auths every single day. That's each one is taking time away from patients. 89% of physicians report that prior authorization directly contributes to their burnout. My alma mater, the Mayo Clinic, led a study of over 7,600 physicians found that doctors are experiencing burnout and an 82% more likely to experience burnout than other U.S. workers. About 42% are actually satisfied with their work-life integration. Again, I just don't want to just spit out numbers to you. These represent real people who went into medicine to help others and are now questioning whether they can continue. About 27% of medical groups have physicians leave or retire early, report having leaving or retire early due to burnout in 2024. 20%, one out of five, are planning to leave their current practice within the next 2 years. You know, I see doctors every single day. I remember an ER doctor who says she spends more time talking with insurance companies than actually dealing with patients. One thing she told me, she said, I feel like a clerk rather than being a doctor. That same ER doctor is now doing telemedicine. She's getting more fulfilled. She feels she's actually practicing medicine again. So there is hope, and that's what I hope to give you on this episode. But it's not just an isolated story. The system is failing doctors. Let's be blunt about it. Number two is the broken reimbursement model. This is now the fifth consecutive year Medicare payments have been reduced. The 2025 medicine physician fee schedule dropped the conversion factor from $33.29 to $32.35. That's a 2.83% reduction. And this all adds up, guys, because practice operating costs rose 11.1% in 2024. I'll give you another thing, too. Your typical 99214 code in Medicare, it's a 30-minute established payment visit, reimburses about $125 from Medicare. Medicaid typically pays about $69 for the same services. And the challenges extend just beyond government programs. Commercial payers have higher initial denial rates, about 15.1% compared to 3.9% for Medicare. And, you know, let's just talk about it. CEO numbers, their compensation rate, they get paid very, very, very well on here. And now we're seeing it. Again, I don't want to get political on this, but with this recent bill, you know, they're suggesting that more policy changes are going to happen with the, you know, more losses in Medicaid and Medicare. You know, these policy shifts really highlight the ongoing tension between healthcare funding priorities and financial sustainability of physician practices. But let's talk about what you can do. What can you do instead? This is where I think this is exciting. While the insurance-based system, in my opinion, is crumbling, physicians are finally discovering there's a whole world of opportunity outside of it. Let's look at DPC, direct primary care. It's exploding. DPC membership is growing 36% annually as both sides, physicians and patients, are getting frustrated with the system. The market is now valued at $59.5 billion, projected to reach $92.9 billion by 2034. There are now over 2,300 DPC practices operating in 48 states that serving about 300,000. So we still have a way to go. And while the typical physician has a panel of about 2,000 plus patients in traditional practices, DPC physicians have a panel of just 413 patients. The concierge medicine market has hit $7.35 billion in 2024, and that's projected to grow almost three times more in 2034 to $19.4 billion. That's an annual 10.4% annual growth rate. And it really reflects physicians' desperate need to escape insurance administration while maintaining financial viability. And it's not just DPC and concierge medicine. Medicine that I'm involved in is cash pay specialty services. So we're talking aesthetic medicine, weight loss, hormone optimization, sexual wellness. These are where patients we find are willing to pay directly for results. We work with doctors all the time. I work with a family medicine doctor who was struggling, working 50-hour weeks, dealing with prior authorizations, dealing with call. And now her practice is aesthetic practice. And now she's up, going to start with doing hormones on it. And now she's charging what she feels is worth for her now. And she's left her hospital job. She makes significantly more money and she enjoys medicine again. And her patients love her because she really feels, they really feel they have time to help her, help them achieve their health goals. It's another area that you can go into. telemedicine. It's huge. Many physicians are now combining telemedicine with cash pay models, and they're saving patients across multiple states. I know physicians who, you know, they've got 50 plus licenses on here. My folks at Air Academy. But you don't even have to get 50 plus. You can get start with just a handful of states. You can focus on specific conditions, like let's say you want to just do ADHD or chronic pain management. Another area is micro niche practices. Instead of trying to be everything to everyone, physicians are becoming the absolute best at one thing. I know a physician, he just focuses on lowering your cholesterol, executive wellness programs, menopause only practices, clinics that focus on dealing with concussions. So the more specific you can get, the more you can charge and the more referrals you can receive. Here's the beauty of these models is the simplicity. No insurance contracts, no prior auths, no claims processing, no audits from artificial intelligence. You're providing a service. The patient pays you directly. And guess what? You get to actually practice medicine. So I think it's revolutionary in just its simplicity. You know, another trend we're seeing with doctors is becoming medical advisors for businesses. They're creating subscription-based wellness programs. Doctors are launching their own product lines. The opportunities are out there, guys. It's only limited only by your imagination and your willingness to think outside the traditional employment models. What I want to share with you is this. When you remove insurance from the equation, you can focus entirely on creating value for patients. And patients are absolutely willing to pay for that value when they see results.
You spent years learning how to save lives, but no one taught you how to secure your own. When you work one-on-one with a CFP professional financial coach, you get a blueprint tailored for the long game of your complex situation. At My Financial Coach, they help physicians choose the best strategy to optimize your annuities and investments, implement tax-saving strategies, and tackle debt like your student loans or mortgage while refining your path to retirement. Save up for that boat, a child's college or wedding, or even a vacation home. Plan ahead for the impacts of the unexpected. Understand how much life insurance you actually need. Project how getting married, raising children, or taking care of an aging parent affects the progress towards your goals. Advice-only financial planning through a fixed monthly subscription, not commissions, to keep planning unbiased and in your best interest. A financial plan isn't just about your money, it's about your future. So go visit myfinancialcoach.com/bootstrapmd to meet with a financial coach and find out if concierge financial planning is right for you.
Here's another thing that's changed in 2025 and why doctors are leaving insurance-based medicine. It's not just the money or the administrative burden. It's really the mind shift that's happening among physicians because they're finally to learn that they need to start thinking like business owners instead of just employees. You know, for decades, we have been conditioned to accept whatever system is offered to us. Lower reimbursement rates, well, that's how it is. It's reality. Prior authorizations, doing this after hours, yeah, that's just part of the job. Loss of autonomy, hey, that's the price of practicing medicine. That's a calling. But in 2025, I think physicians are finally asking better questions. Instead of, how do I get paid by insurance? They're asking, how do I create more value for my patients? Instead of like, how do I survive this day or how to survive the system? They're asking, how do I build something better? I think we're leaving, you know, what is this martyrdom mentality, the idea that suffering is somehow noble, because it's not normal to be miserable. You're not really helping people. That's complete junk. And physicians are finally rejecting it. When you start thinking like the CEO, like a business owner, everything changes. You start seeing patients as clients who choose to work with you, not problems or processes to be processed as quickly as possible. You focus on outcome-based medicine and your experience, not just volume and RVUs. And I think, you know, doctors are realizing that they need to make this mental transition. It's important to stop seeing ourselves as victims of a broken system, but start seeing ourselves as entrepreneurs who just happen to have medical degrees. And the mindset shift it's not just benefiting physicians alone. It's benefiting patients too. Because when you're excited about what you want to do, what you're excited about your work, you have time to really listen. You're not stressed about productivity quotas. You're providing dramatic better care. You know, we work with doctors on a regular basis. And it's so gratifying to hear them say, you know, I feel like I'm practicing medicine again. You know, this is why I went into medical school. I feel like I have time with my patients. I can order their tests and I'm not fighting some type of insurance algorithm. I can prescribe the medications that I want to, but not having to worry about formularies. It's like being a doctor again. So hopefully I've given you some information that you can take home with, but how do you take action with this? So whether you're ready to make a leap tomorrow, just start questioning, you know, is there a better way? And this is some steps that you can take to get you there. You know, keep yourself first, educate yourself. Doctors, we love to get educated. I think listening to this podcast helps. I think finding mentors who successfully made the transition. Again, shameless plug, my book, The Physician, I think is an excellent resource to understand how to build a profitable practice outside insurance. The more you can learn, the more confident you're going to be about your options. So second is to start small. You don't have to quit your day job tomorrow. I don't want you to. But you can do something part-time. Maybe it's like, hey, I'm going to want to learn how to do aesthetics. I'm going to take a weekend course on this. Maybe you're going to become a medical director for a cash-based practice. And it gives you an idea where you can actually get started making pay to get some insight into this area. Maybe you're going to start doing some telemedicine consultations on the evenings. Test the waters. Just build your confidence. And you still have the security of your regular income. I think now it's a necessity, doctors. We need to get started and get licensed in multiple states. The barriers have never been lower. You can start seeing patients across straight lines with a few months. The income potential is significant, guys, especially in underserved specialties. You know, audit your time too. I think audit your time for a week. Track exactly how you're spending your hours. If majority, 67% or more of your time are going to activities, don't directly serve patients or advance your career mission, it's time to seriously consider different alternatives. And finally, connect with physicians who've made the transition. Join communities. You know, go to a PIMD conference where I'm going to be speaking at, attending conferences. Find a mentor. People who have, the path has been blazed. You don't have to do this alone. There are now thousands of physicians who were at the same place you are today. You don't have to figure this out all by yourself. You're not stuck. The system wants you to believe you have no choices. But that's not a reality. It's simply not true. There are physicians who are thriving in this year, and they're going to help you realize is that you have more options and more control than you could have ever imagined. So let's summarize what we talked about today. Burnout crisis, it's here. It's affecting nearly half of us. The financial squeeze, it's getting worse. You know, we're going to deal with more uninsured people while there's increasing payments to insurance companies who are already making record profits. But the good news is that there is other ways. Their alternative practice models are exploding. DPC is growing annually. Concierge medicine is booming. Cash pay specialties are thriving. There's been a fundamental mind shift from employee thinking to entrepreneurial thinking. And it's the doctors who recognize this shift right now and are acting on it are building on practices that are more profitable, more fulfilling, than actually focus on patient care. If you're just waiting for the system to fix itself, I've got some bad news for you. You're going to find yourself increasingly frustrated and financially squeezed. So if you're ready to explore what's possible outside insurance-based medicine, I would love to have a conversation with you. You can reach me at bootstrapmd.com. We can discuss to where you are and then, you know, what strategies, if any, I can do to help you on here. We love to help doctors build profitable, purpose-driven practices, and we can share you strategies and support that you won't find anything else. You know, so if you're looking for a transition and you're asking for personal guidance, we're here to help. We work with a small number of physicians every quarter to help them build practices that align with their practice, their values, and their financial goals. Remember, guys, you have more options than you think. You're more capable than you know, and it's never too late to build the practice and career that you want. Again, I hope you like this episode. Please share this with others. It helps us spread the news about what's going on. You can listen to Bootstrap MD on Spotify, on Apple, wherever you go to listen to. And if you're not a subscriber, we would 100% love for you to share the knowledge and wealth and maybe help another doctor who may be struggling through the same things that you are. Remember, as an entrepreneur, you're going to have your ups and your downs. Just do a little something each day to get you closer to your goals and keep moving forward.
You've just listened to the Bootstrap MD podcast. For more valuable resources, as well as past recordings of our show, check out our website at bootstrapmd.com. Now let's get to work.